the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد آمالي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها. Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication. وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها. And this world with its delusions has deceived me. And then Imam continues, وَنَفْسِي بِخِيَانَتِهَا وَمِطَالِي. And my own soul with its offenses and my dilly-dallying have deceived me. Of course, some believe that the word is وَنَفْسِي بِجِنَايَتِهَا, but some also believe that it is خِيَانَة. Let us first start discussing about the different commentaries about this part of the Kumail supplication. First, we have to explain about the word soul, وَنَفْسِي, and my own soul. The soul is a phenomenon which is impossible or at least difficult for us to understand. But recognizing its signs, as mentioned in the Holy Quran, as mentioned in the traditions, is not that hard. What I actually mean is that if the soul is not put into training and purification, it would become polluted with whims and desires, and then committing any sins would become easy and simple for it. The word whim lexically means falling down or moving in a wrong direction, and also extreme desire for anything. Desire implies collapse or corruption, being misled. Psychologically, the word desire means a kind of stressful motion in human souls that does not leave him relaxed. We have all experienced different kinds of desires, like hatred, like love, like wrath, etc. The one who is desirous for something in every moment does not have the power to move towards perfection. He's always concerned about reaching that short-sighted aim.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah, God, that we hear, feel so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Achieving perfection requires calmness. Achieving perfection, state of closeness of the Almighty Allah, requires peace of mind. As far as there are desires, there is no peace, because the mind is always looking for it. The mind is always trying to reach that aim, which is impossible to be reached. It is the time when your mind does not govern your soul. A child is naturally desirous, so he should be watched closely. If you do not watch your child, they might get accustomed to being desirous. Everyone is having different desires. Women are also desirous by nature because they're perfect in nature. So this is a necessity for women, because they're created for managing the internal affairs of the house. They should pay attention to the details. And that is why you see so many details paid attention to by the women that men are unable to see. What harms women more than other things is jealousy. This is what they should try to control through training and trying. Men are also the same. Their desires might be a little different from that of women. They are also desirous for different things, but they need to control themselves through training and trying not to be jealous, not to be headstrong in others. In general, if the desire is left with no rein, it would change into lust. And if wisdom is not to control and rule this lust, it may transgress, it may lead to insanity. And this insanity is sometimes invisible, but sometimes it turns into a visible thing when we see in people's greed and ambitions. Such people are like the deaf and blind. They do anything to reach their purposes. They think everything is justifiable to reach their purposes, and for doing so, they will violate all social and religious sanctities. They may even become disloyal to their friends and their country, sometimes their own family members. No one should trust the friendship of such people, because they have only one single beloved, for which they can sacrifice all their dear ones. Those who suffer from insanity of greed only like those people who are ready to be as a tool in their hands, because they consider others as a tool for facilitating their evil intentions. And they generally hate piety. They hate the pious ones. Brothers and sisters, we will also discuss more about this part of the Kumaya supplication in the episodes to come. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be close, close to you.